It's 11:30 p.m. on a Friday night. A terrified mother is sitting in her car outside a local police precinct, just staring at the glow of her phone screen.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a tense image.
Right. Her son was just arrested. And she is going to hire a criminal defense lawyer in the next 5, maybe 10 minutes.
Just like that. Fast.
Exactly. And if your law firm's marketing architecture isn't built specifically to handle her immediate absolute panic, well, you have already lost the case.
You've lost it before she even dialed.
Exactly. Welcome to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm your host, Ron.
And I'm Sandy.
Today, we are taking a deep dive into a really fascinating piece of analysis that we found over on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website.
It's such a good article, too. Really eye-opening.
It is. Our mission today is to unpack this completely unique, incredibly high-stakes ecosystem of criminal defense marketing.
Because it really is its own beast, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The core premise here is that marketing a criminal defense firm requires a fundamentally different structural approach than, almost any other legal practice area out there.
So you can't just copy-paste what works for other lawyers.
Not at all. If you try to run a criminal defense campaign using the same playbook you'd use for a corporate litigation firm or family law, you will fail.
Which is a bold claim, honestly. But when you look at the mechanics of it makes perfect sense.
It really does. Because before we even touch on the technical side of a marketing campaign, the SEO, the website copy, the intake software, you have to step back.
Right. You have to look at the psychology of the person you are actually trying to reach.
Yes. The who dictates the how. It's not just who they are, but the precise psychological state they're in at the exact moment they open Google.
Because they're not casually browsing?
Exactly. The article from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing makes this very clear. The person searching for a criminal defense attorney is not comparison shopping.
They're not, like, opening 10 tabs and making a pros and cons list.
No, not at all. They or someone they love has just been arrested. Or
Right.
maybe they just opened a target letter from a federal prosecutor.
Or they're staring down a DUI charge that's going to suspend their license.
Right, and cost them their job. The clock is running. The stakes are physical freedom and financial ruin.
So they're making a hiring decision in a state of sheer fear.
Absolute panic. And let's use an analogy to make the mechanics of this clear for you, because it really changes everything.
Okay, let's hear it.
Think about standard legal marketing, like estate planning.
Sure.
If you are an estate planning attorney, your prospective client is acting like a patient looking for a new primary care doctor.
They have plenty of time.
Exactly. They have time. They might ask friends for recommendations, read a few blog posts over a couple of weeks.
Maybe download a checklist on trusts or something.
Right. And deliberately make a choice. They can leave a voicemail and happily wait 2 days for a callback.
Because there's no immediate physical threat hanging over them.
Exactly. But criminal defense isn't primary care. Criminal defense is the emergency room.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
When someone is actively bleeding, they don't sit in the back of the ambulance reading Yelp reviews of different hospitals for 20 minutes.
Trying to find the one with the best cafeteria.
Right. They look at the paramedic and say, "Take me to the closest doctor who can fix this right now."
The patient needs the doctor immediately.
In criminal defense, the client cannot wait. The firm that shows up first, looks credible in that split second, and responds immediately gets the case.
So let me push on that for a second. If I'm a lawyer listening to this and I've been taught standard marketing principles,
The usual stuff, yeah.
right? Like you build a funnel, you offer a free download to capture an email, you send a 6-month drip campaign to build a relationship. You're saying all of that is basically useless here.
It is entirely useless in this specific context.
That completely upends the traditional sales cycle. I mean, fear fundamentally alters how the human brain processes information.
It hijacks the whole system.
Right. When the amygdala is hijacked by panic, we look for cognitive shortcuts. We don't read long blocks of text.
We look for immediate signals of safety and competence, which brings us perfectly to how this psychological state dictates search behavior.
How they actually type things into their phone.
Yes. Because the client is in that mindset, the way they use Google is radically different. The search happens fast.
Usually within minutes of the event, right?
Usually within minutes of the triggering event. And they use highly specific, urgent terms. They aren't typing in, history of the justice system in my state.
No, they're typing in DUI attorney near me.
Exactly. Or what to do after weekend arrest. And crucially, they are doing this almost entirely on mobile devices.
Because they aren't sitting at a dual-monitor desktop setup in a home office.
No, they're in a holding cell. Or they're standing on the sidewalk outside a precinct.
Or sitting in their car in a panic, like the mother you mentioned at the start.
Yes, and frequently, they're doing this at very odd hours. The data shows that Friday evenings, Saturday mornings, and Sunday afternoons are huge.
Basically following weekend arrests.
Exactly. Those are among the highest traffic periods for criminal defense searches.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
Does this mean criminal defense lawyers literally have to be awake and on call 24/7 just to keep up?
That is the most common pushback we hear.
Because practically speaking, if I'm running a law firm, I can't stay awake for 72 hours straight every single weekend. That's a fast track to extreme burnout.
It's a totally valid fear. But no, it is not about the attorney personally never sleeping. It is about the mechanics of your intake system.
Okay, so how does that work?
The article introduces this critical concept known as the intake gap.
The intake gap.
Yeah. The intake gap is the space between when a prospect calls your number and when a human being actually speaks to them.
Oh, I see.
And for criminal defense firms, the after-hours intake gap is the most costly leak in their entire business model.
Because a missed call isn't just a deferred lead.
Yeah.
A missed call is a permanently lost case.
Exactly. Let's walk through the mechanics of it. When that terrified searcher hits a Friday night Google result, they don't fill out a web form.
And wait patiently for an email on Monday morning.
Right. They tap the phone number on their screen. If they hit a robotic voicemail that says, you know, you've reached the law offices of so-and-so, our business hours are Monday through Friday.
They hang up immediately.
They hang up instantly. They go right back to Google and call the next firm on the list. That 9:30 p.m. Friday call isn't an edge case.
It is your core business scenario.
It's the core of the business.
But if I'm the searcher and I'm terrified, I want to talk to the actual lawyer who can get my husband out of jail.
Of course.
So if I had a third-party answering service that sounds like a generic call center, doesn't that immediately destroy the trust you're trying to build?
That is a fantastic point.
How does a firm bridge that gap without sounding robotic?
It's where the distinction between a message-taking service and a specialized legal intake system becomes absolutely critical.
So it's not just a generic operator.
No, you don't just forward your phones to a generic call center. You invest in a 24/7 specialized legal answering service.
With trained staff.
Yes, with trained intake staff who actually know how to handle high-stress emotional calls. They use empathy scripts.
That makes a lot of sense.
They say things like, I know this is a terrifying situation. You've called the right place.
Oh, that's powerful.
Let me get some basic information so I can page the attorney on call immediately.
It just changes the whole tone.
It provides that immediate human anchor.
Mm.
Building that system is the single highest ROI investment a criminal defense firm can make.
You are essentially extending your firm's hours of operation invisibly.
Yes.
Providing emotional triage while the attorney actually gets a few hours of sleep.
Exactly. But of course, all of this assumes the phone is actually ringing in the first place.
Right. They have to find you first.
So we've established that they are searching in a panic at 11 p.m. on a Friday. But panic creates a massive problem for the algorithm.
Because how does Google know who to show them?
Right. How does Google know which lawyer is actually credible to show this person when the searcher doesn't have time to read a 20-page biography?
Which leads us to the foundation of digital visibility. How does a firm ensure they are the ones capturing that frantic late-night click?
It comes down to two absolute must-haves for the digital ER. The first stop, the baseline requirement, is an immediate Google Map Pack presence.
And for those who might not be looking at the analytics every day, let's define the mechanics of the Map Pack.
Please do.
We're talking about those top three local map results that show up right at the very top of a Google search, right above the standard organic links.
Yes. Google's local algorithm prioritizes three things: proximity, relevance, and prominence.
Because criminal defense searches are overwhelmingly local.
Right. It's always lawyer near me. And highly urgent. The map pack is where the vast majority of those initial clicks go.
Google knows the searcher wants someone physically close who handles this specific issue.
If you are competing in any major market, optimizing your local SEO to appear in that map pack is not optional. It is the cost of entry.
But getting seen in the map pack is only half the battle, isn't it?
It is. The algorithm gets you seen. The second half is what gets you clicked, and that is review depth.
Which ties right back into those cognitive shortcuts we were discussing earlier.
Yep.
Under extreme pressure, A scared brain just doesn't have the capacity to evaluate nuanced legal arguments.
Or read your latest law review article.
Exactly.
A criminal defense client isn't just evaluating your legal credentials.
They are evaluating whether they can trust you with a situation that could literally destroy their life.
Reviews become the ultimate trust signal under pressure. But it's not just about having a five-star average. The mechanics of trust require volume and recency.
What does that actually look like in practice? Let's talk numbers.
The source materials lays this out perfectly. Imagine two firms in the map pack. Firm A has 150 reviews at a 4.8 star rating. And the most recent review was left 3 days ago. Firm B has a perfect 5.0 rating, but they only have 22 reviews. And the last one was from 8 months ago.
Oh, I see where this is going.
To a panicked searcher, Firm A reads as trustworthy immediately. Firm B reads as thin, maybe inexperienced, or maybe they just don't handle that many cases.
22 reviews might seem like a decent number for a local bakery.
Right.
But for someone facing a mandatory minimum prison sentence, 22 reviews creates doubt.
And doubt is the absolute enemy of a fast decision. The strategy for criminal defense firms has to prioritize review volume and recency above almost everything else.
You have to build automated mechanisms into your case wrap-up process to actually capture those reviews.
You need to prove at a glance that you help people out of this exact nightmare every single day.
Okay, so let's map the user journey here. They searched in a panic. They saw you in the map pack.
Right.
Your 150 recent reviews triggered that cognitive shortcut of trust, and they clicked through to your website. But getting the click is not the same as getting the call. What actually needs to happen on the website to seal the deal?
The way you convert scared visitors into callers is through absolute granular specificity.
Specificity.
Yes. The prospective client landing on your site has a very specific question burning in their head. Can this firm help me with my exact situation in this exact county right now?
They don't want a generic overview of the penal glade.
No, they definitely don't. A DUI client does not want to read a vague two-paragraph page about your firm's general criminal defense capabilities.
They want to see a dedicated page specifically about DUI defense.
In their exact state, or better yet, their specific county. They want to see specific language about breathalyzer refusals, local administrative license suspension processes, possible outcomes.
Because that practice area specificity on the website is what actually converts.
It's what proves you've been there before.
And this isn't just about human psychology, is it? There's a technical mechanism here regarding how AI and search engines process this information.
I am so glad you brought that up, because this is where the architecture really matters. Building hyper-specific pages builds massive AI search authority.
How does that work?
Well, AI models like Google's AI Overviews or ChatGPT, they don't read your website to feel inspired by your prose.
Right. They're not reading for pleasure.
They scrape your site for highly structured entity-based data. If your site has a dense, hyper-specific page about Cook County DUI breathalyzer refusal, the AI connects your firm to that specific legal scenario much faster.
So if a user asks an AI tool, who handles federal wire fraud indictments in Chicago?
The AI looks for the most authoritative, specific entity data on that exact topic. A generic page just saying, we handle white-collar crime, gives the AI zero nodes to connect.
So specificity feeds both the human need for reassurance and the AI's need for structured data.
Exactly.
Which leads me to ask, what are the traps? Because if I look at 50 law firm websites in any given city, they all start to look exactly the same.
They really do. And the article points out two massive mistakes that completely undermine a firm's marketing efforts.
Okay, what's the first one?
The first is competing on generic promises. Think about how many criminal defense websites you've seen that blast the words aggressive representation in huge letters across the homepage.
Oh, almost all of them. Or experienced attorneys.
Or committed to protecting your rights.
It is practically a cliche at this point. It's on every single billboard and homepage.
Right. And because it's on virtually every competitor's website, it is completely useless as a differentiator. To the client, it is just white noise.
You really cannot compete on generic promises.
You have to differentiate with specific evidence. How do you prove you are aggressive? By listing specific local court knowledge.
Like knowing the tendencies of judges and prosecutors in that specific county.
Exactly. By highlighting specific attorney backgrounds, like having former prosecutors on staff. Generic promises make you look like everyone else. Specific evidence makes you the obvious choice.
Show, don't just tell. If everyone says they fight hard, the phrase loses all meaning.
100%.
What is the second big mistake firms make with their copy?
This one is my favorite insight from the source material because it is so incredibly profound and yet almost universally missed.
I'm intrigued.
The second mistake is ignoring the secret decision maker.
Secret decision maker.
Yes. When lawyers write their website copy, they almost always assume the person reading it is the one who got arrested.
Oh, I see. They say things like, "We will fight your charges," or "protecting your freedom."
Right. But in a massive percentage of criminal defense cases, the person doing the Google search and making the hiring decision is not the accused.
It's the family member.
It is the family member.
Oh, wow. The spouse, the parent, the sibling who just got the phone call from the precinct?
Exactly. It's a terrified mother trying to figure out how to get her college-age son out of jail. Or a wife whose husband just got a DUI on the way home from a work dinner.
And here's where the mechanics of copy have to shift. That family member has a completely different emotional profile than the accused.
Totally different.
Let's unpack that. If I'm the mother, I'm not looking for a lawyer who's just aggressively beating their chest.
No.
I'm dealing with the fear of the unknown.
Yes. You are terrified for someone you love. You want a firm that sounds like they actually care about the human being sitting in the holding cell.
Not just another case file to process.
Right. If your website copy only addresses the criminal defendant with aggressive posturing, it completely alienates the emotional profile of the terrified family member.
So how should it sound?
Copy that addresses the family member directly. Copy that says, "We know you are terrified for your loved one right now. Here is exactly what is going to happen in the next 24 hours. And here's how we are going to help them."
Wow.
That empathy converts at a radically higher rate.
That is just a massive paradigm shift in how you have to look at it. And it applies to the intake system we talked about earlier, too.
It connects right back to it.
Because if that mother calls at midnight, and your intake team treats her like a processing number, asking clinical questions in a flat tone, you have lost her instantly.
Instantly. Empathy isn't just a nice customer service trait. Empathy is a highly effective conversion tool.
It's a requirement.
It is arguably your most powerful conversion tool in an emergency. So if we pull all of these structural pieces together, we have to look at the overall competitive dynamics of this space.
Right, zooming out a bit.
Criminal defense is one of the most cutthroat, highly saturated legal marketing categories out there. In most major markets, it is second only to personal injury in terms of ad spend and raw competition.
Which means you can't just pick one of these tactics like optimizing your map pack and hope for the best.
No, you can't. No single channel wins criminal defense marketing on its own. The firms that are dominating, the ones predictably generating high-value cases from digital marketing month after month, have built what the article calls the full visibility stack.
The omnichannel approach. Every piece relies on the others.
Exactly. You have a completely interconnected ecosystem. Think of it as a chain.
Okay.
You need the map pack presence to capture the immediate local click. You need specific, entity-rich organic pages to prove authority on the exact charge and feed the AI search engines.
And you need deep, recent review profiles to provide that instant psychological trust signal.
Yes. And you absolutely must have a 24/7 empathetic intake coverage system to catch the lead when it falls out of the funnel at midnight.
Because if even one of those links is broken, the whole chain snaps.
Exactly.
I mean, if you rank number one organically on Google and you have beautiful website copy, but you only have a 2.5-star average on your reviews, the panic searcher won't call.
Right. And conversely, if you have 300 flawless 5-star reviews and you look like the best lawyer in the state, but your phone goes to a robotic voicemail at 6:00 p.m. on a Friday.
Great app.
They hang up and they call the firm with only 50 reviews that actually answers the phone with a live, empathetic human being. The winning firms are visible, credible, and mechanically functional across all of those channels simultaneously.
So the core lesson here for the lawyer listening to this is that you absolutely have to apply the general principles of digital visibility, SEO, content, conversion rate optimization. But the entire machine has to be engineered around the concept of absolute urgency.
That is the perfect summary. You have to operate your marketing at the speed of your client's panic.
Wow. Yeah.
Your marketing architecture cannot be built for a leisurely stroll through a sales funnel. It has to be built for an ambulance ride. Every single decision, from the schema markup on your website to your Google business profile updates to the specific scripts used by whoever answers your phones on a holiday weekend, has to be evaluated through the lens of a client who needs help right now.
It really highlights that in this particular area of law, speed and empathy are not just soft skills or nice to haves. They are the literal mechanical foundation of a successful business model.
They are the whole game. And, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you, our listeners, with a final lingering thought.
Something to think about after the show.
Exactly. Something for you to mull over and maybe use to evaluate your own practice today. Think about your current structural setup right now. If a prospective client's terrified spouse called your firm's main number at 11:00 p.m. this coming Saturday, what exactly would happen?
Oof. That is the ultimate stress test for everything we've talked about today.
It really is. Walk through the mechanics of it in your head. What would they hear? How many rings would it take?
Who picks up the phone? Okay. What is their exact tone of voice?
Yes. And most importantly, would that exact experience build immediate trust and relief? Or would it send that terrified spouse right back to Google to call the next firm on the map?
Because the answer to that question is the difference between an empty calendar and a thriving, predictable defense practice.
Absolutely.
That is definitely something every single firm should be physically testing this weekend. Just call your own number and see what happens.
That's a great idea. Just call it. Well, that brings us to the end of today's deep dive. We want to thank all of you for taking the time to join us, to learn, and to look critically at how you are presenting your practice to the people who need you the most in their darkest moments.
It's been a great conversation.
Thank you for listening to The Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. We will catch you on the next one.